Meet Me in St. Louis is ringing in the holiday season at Peoria Players this year. The musical adaptation of the 1944 film is here for all to experience as the holiday season unofficially begins. The lobby of the theater is festooned with paper lanterns and photographs of the 1904 World's Fair that took place in St. Louis. When you enter, you see the two lasting legacies of the film. 5135 Kensington, named after the book that spawned the film, and The Trolley, that nearly earned an Oscar. Peoria Players has always amazed me with its sheer capacity, and this show is no exception. The cast numbers 58 players, and the stage seems to be bursting at the seams with their energy and enthusiasm. We start with the hustle and bustle of St. Louis as it gears up for the big event. The World's Fair is coming, and the city of St. Louis is about to enter into society. This is her debutante ball. It's a fitting metaphor for the show. The women of 5135 Kensington are young, single, and living comfortably. The play takes place over the course of several months as the love lives of the two elder girls, Rose and Esther, rise and fall. The catalyst for these events and the star of the show is Esther Smith. She is the second daughter and easily the most stubborn, headstrong, and charming of the girls. The story unfolds in little episodes that create character and build relationships. We are deep into Act Two when Mr. and Mrs. Smith are given a full quarter hour to reminisce about their courtship. I thought it an odd place for the song until I realized that this is the soul of the entire piece. For as much as the musical wants to transport us back to a bygone era, it actually renders a fond memory. This show is closer to a Norman Rockwell painting than a Ken Burns documentary, and that's just fine. If the show does not have a gripping plot, it can be forgiven. The musical trails off more than it ends, but it tells its story with lovely images of days gone by. The best scenes are always when the entire cast is on stage. The singing for this show is a little uneven, but the energy is always there. Never is there a face on stage that doesn't look thrilled to be there. That joy fills the room, so it doesn't matter if a note is missed or a little girl is clearly singing a different line than the rest of the angels. Molly Smith delivers a powerful performance as Esther. She has the daunting task of taking a Judy Garland role from the film and bringing it to life. She can sing and dance the part, carry the stage by herself, and send the energy to her cast as needed. Her sisters drive the show around her with memorable performances by Mary Rose Williams, Anna Hsu, and Faustina Herdeman. Ryan Falk, Natalie McMillian, Alexandria Sauter, and Tyler Smith were all fun to watch. The band was terrific and has been getting better with each production at Peoria Players. Amanda Bach's piano was the key factor that recreated the style of music that strikes a nostalgic chord. The costumes were beautiful, and the sets are more elaborate than I have seen in a while. The end of the show is the beginning of the 1904 World's Fair. It is a moment of transition, where promise turns to present and youth gives way to adulthood. As we stand at the brink of the holiday season and the winter to come, it is comforting to embrace it on a note of hope. Meet Me in St. Louis runs through Sunday at Peoria Players Theater. Curtain times are 7:30 and 2 p.m. The box office can be reached at 688-4473 or online at peoriaplayers.org.